You're listening to the biggest variety in the North. I'm Kevin here with another interview as part of the NWT Tourism Staycation Summer, highlighting great local businesses around the NWT, which are offering great things to make your summer that much more enjoyable. Kevin here, joined by Lynn, who is the mayor of Fort Smith. How are you today, Lynn?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. So you said you were born in Fort Smith and you left when you were younger and then you decided to come back. What was it that made you come back to Fort Smith?
Really, everything. The people here, the connections, the family, and at the time that I moved back, my kids were pretty young. My daughters were pretty young, and I know growing up here, it was a really great experience. There's a lot of freedom. There's a lot of activities for kids to do, and yeah, I just wanted them to have kind of the same experience growing up.
Awesome. So what are some of your favorite places in Fort Smith to go visit?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. When I was growing up, one of my favorite things to do was just to go down to the rapids and sit and watch the pelicans. But as an adult, there's a lot of trails and a lot of sights to see around the community with the park right nearby, the salt plains and the salt river, the day use area, and, of course, seeing all of the rapids that are near the community.
So for somebody like myself who has not yet been to Fort Smith, what are some of the things you would suggest tourists do?
There are a lot of things that you can do. There's a book that was written a few years ago by Libby Gunn. It's called Tabacha Trails, and it has a bunch of trails that are around Fort Smith and some of the areas that you can go sightseeing, and talks about the different animals around Fort Smith and some of the flowers, etc. But if you're planning on coming down this summer and doing one of our NWT staycations, you can go out to see a lot of the different trails, to see the pelicans that are near the rapids. I would say definitely go out and try some of the restaurants in Fort Smith. We have the Northwest Territories' best pizza, and one of my favorite places to go for coffee is at the Rusty Raven. And you can go out to Pine Lake in Wood Buffalo National Park for canoeing on the water, just enjoying the beach, and doing a lot of, like, really more some of the self-guided tours along the Tabacha Trail, going out into the park. The Wood Buffalo National Park has a bunch of trail areas. So there's the Carson Trail and the South and North Trails. You can go and see Grosbeak Lake, which is one of the really interesting places to sightsee around the community. Like, there's so much to do here. I don't think that you could really kind of do it in one trip unless you're planning to stay for a while.
So are there any, like, heritage sites that you would suggest people who are new to Fort Smith check out?
I would say for, like, heritage, there is the Mission Park in Fort Smith, and also the museum are really where you want to get started if you're looking for heritage in Fort Smith.
You mentioned a little bit earlier about the food scene down there, especially the pizza. What other standout food places are there in Fort Smith?
So there's also, we have a few restaurants in Fort Smith. There's Barrow's has their pizza, Anna's home cooking restaurant. She always has different menus that are available, really good home-cooked food. If you're looking for kind of more traditional or Chinese food, the Pelican restaurant is available. And for coffee, we've got the Rusty Raven, and we're only the second community in the Northwest Territories that also has a Tim Hortons.
Awesome. So for people who want to make a vacation, a little trip down to Fort Smith with, what's the best way to do that?
I would say if you're planning on coming down to Fort Smith, a lot of the stuff that we do here is really kind of self-guided stuff.
Okay.
So where you're looking to kind of plan your own adventure. So you can definitely contact places like the museum, Wood Buffalo National Park, contact the town of Fort Smith. But for places that you're going to go to, like the Salt Plains or the Tabacha Trail, any of the rapids along the river, those are things that you would be doing on your own. So you can take your time to experience them. What I would suggest is if you are coming, is to come on the weekend, because then you can also catch our farmers market on Saturday mornings.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time, Lynn.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Stay tuned to the Biggest Variety in the North to hear more from great local business owners as part of the NWT Tourism Staycation Summer. If you want to hear more interviews as part of the summer staycation, head over to our website, myyellowknifenow.com, to hear more from local businesses.